All right. Good morning.
Good morning.
About 4 weeks ago, I was driving into the church in the middle of the week, and I got a couple of blocks away from this property, and I just had this, I don't know, impression, desire. It felt really weighty that I should walk around this property and pray for us, for this church, for this neighborhood. And I was just like, okay, well, that's how I'm going to start my day. So I parked my car and walked around, prayed. As I was walking around this property, just kind of walking the property line, I was asking the Lord, what's set against this place? And when I say this place, not just the dirt that's here, but the church, the body of Christ that's here. And I think this sense that I've experienced different times through the years as a church, you know, you're having 14 years now of being invested in this community in Duval as a part of a church, I felt like I was hearing death is set against the church in Duval, the church meaning all the churches, so particularly also our church. And so as I prayed and kept walking around this property and listening, well, what does that mean exactly? And it wasn't just like a physical death set against us. It was in every way, relationships, breaking anywhere where there's life available, where God wants to bring life. Death of churches. There's a long history in this city of Duval, you may not know, of churches trying to start and not making it or falling apart. It just felt like God was saying, pray against this, and then pray life. So I started doing that. And then a couple of days later, same thing, coming in, had that impression again. Do it again, Jeff. Okay, so I prayed. And we were just coming up on starting these last, including today, the last 4 weeks, 4 Sundays of talking about spiritual warfare. And what does Scripture reveal about this? How are we supposed to engage in it? And so I started putting out some prayer requests to people in the community to be praying for our church as we get ready to launch this this teaching on spiritual warfare. And one of the people I reached out to was glad to pray for us, and she had a really interesting response as I asked also, be listening, like what is the Lord putting on your heart regarding this? I got this email. And I didn't share anything about the prayer walks that I was doing. I just shared that we were going to talk about spiritual warfare. She wrote, I had a dream a few days ago. Okay, so this would have been a few days ago, would have been right about the time I felt that impression. I was walking around our church, interesting, and there were pesky demons standing on the border, yelling, poking, and trying to torment. This is a dream that she saw. It was interesting that they didn't cross the border, but they were influencing. In my dream, our work was to not allow them to even be on our border, distracting us, and command them to leave. I was like, wow, that like described kind of what I was feeling. And so with new boldness, I started walking around the border of our property and praying. And then I felt this encouragement in my heart, my spirit from the Lord that He was saying, you can expand these borders, Jeff. Amen. We don't have to just be here and have this oppression and we're just kind of holding back. He's like, walk around the block and start praying. Amen. And wherever you go in my authority, in my name, and you speak truth, you can drive this back. Amen. And so there may come a time where I'm walking around the city. But it's starting with the block. And I've been walking around the block and I haven't moved out yet from there. But this is real stuff. Amen. Remember a few weeks back, Nick talked about Daniel in chapter 10. And he had been praying for 21 days. And this angel gets there. And there's this prince of Persia that was holding back this angel from bringing the message as an answer to prayer to Daniel. These things are going on in the spiritual realm. There are things actually in the spiritual realm set against God's church, especially God's people. But we can do something about it, and God actually equipped us to and calls us up to not just learn about it, but do something about it. So real quick review. 3 weeks ago when we started talking about the subject of spiritual warfare, the idea was we live in a war zone. We live in a highly populated universe. And that gave us a more complete worldview as we look at how Scripture teaches us that it's not just us and God. And there's some explanation that comes in even to some of the things we experience. Is everything difficult that we experience spiritual warfare? No. Some of it is our own stupid choices and sinful choices, or somebody else's. But when you only have a worldview of yourself and God, and something happens, you go to those two places. But what we see God teaching us is there is an enemy set against us, and many of them, many fallen angels that went with Satan when he was thrown down. Then we talked about Jesus' victory, and that was Nick brought that message about the victory of the cross, not just the death, paying for our sins, not just the resurrection, which is this overcoming death into new life, but also the ascension. So all three of those significant works that the cross won for us. So the ascension was the authority that he won over the enemy to then impart to us who come under Jesus Christ and receive his work of the cross for our own lives and for our own sin. Then last week we talked about how it gets personal. So the enemy actually goes after us at the level of identity. He knows us. He starts early on. We were created for a work in Christ to establish his kingdom here on earth, to live in relationship with God eternally, which starts at that relationship with Jesus Christ. And the enemy comes in and targets us individually in our lives to derail us, to keep us from living in that fullness and the abundance of life that Jesus said he came to give us and to offer us. So this week, it's time to take action, right? We've talked about it. Hopefully some of you have been active in spiritual warfare and beginning to see, you know what, I feel like there are some things coming against me and I can take a stand. Well, this morning, we're going to do that. And so I'm going to try to keep my talking really short here because we're actually going to do spiritual warfare this morning. So let me just do a quick review of how Paul teaches us to pray and do spiritual warfare and remind us of what we're equipped with. So first off, what's set against us? We do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Again, a very populated universe. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. And let's review that armor. Stand therefore, having fastened on. So these are the truths of our relationship with God and our position in Christ. We have a belt of truth. And having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. So those are things we're equipped with, things that we put on, actually, and we go out and we pray. And so this morning we're going to do that. And the posture in which we do that, again, a reminder from last week, is we submit to God, submit to the truth, and then we resist the devil. Now, you can ask God to resist the devil for you, and he will step in and help you with that. But I think he's calling us and maturing us, because we see James and Peter and even Jesus encouraging us to cast out demons, to stand, to resist. So we can, in Jesus' authority, tell these demons to go. Whatever they are, whatever is said against this church or this community, we can actually step in and say the truth is life, okay? Spirit of death set against this church, we cut you off in Jesus' name. It's in Jesus' name we cut you off. And we say life. We say that Jesus came to give life and to give it abundantly, John 10:10. And so we speak that truth over this church in Jesus' name. So there's the submit to the truth, resist the devil, shut him down. Okay? That's the formula. Okay? We're not going to complicate this too much before we start to do it and step into it. So what that's going to look like this morning, we're actually going to break into three locations. So this is going to be a wild idea. Like during church, we can actually leave this building. Isn't that crazy? We can actually do stuff in church. So I know that's a stretch. And if you're visiting this morning and you're like, well, I don't feel like I'm a part of this community. We just want to say we're super glad that you're here with us this morning. Trust me, I'm stretching a lot of the regular attenders in doing this too. So you're not alone. But nobody has to pray, okay? We're not going to give a mic to everybody and make them, you know, if you're nervous about that, it's okay. I would challenge you to let God stretch you a little bit in your comfort zone. We're going to break into much smaller groups, and even if you're just there listening and just being a part, or maybe praying quietly, that still has a significance, okay? So this isn't something we're trying to go around a circle and make everybody pray. So glad you're here. Just a few other rules here, and then I'll explain a lot more detail about what we're going to do, although I am trying to keep it quick so we have time to actually do this. Let the Holy Spirit lead your prayers. It's okay to sit in silence in a group when you're praying. Don't just fill it with words. It's not an awkward silence. It's a listening and letting God teach us, the Spirit teaches us what needs to be prayed and what's coming against us. Listen. Listen to the Lord and then pray out what's on your heart, what he's moving your heart to pray. Each location is going to have some different themes, and then you can choose which location you want to go to. All ages, obviously, are welcome and encouraged to participate in this. In each location, there'll probably be, I don't know, 20 or so people. So we're going to break into smaller groups of maybe 5 or 6 so that more people can participate in prayer. And there'll be leaders of each of those groups, which I'll go over here in just a minute. And, okay, a little instruction for afterwards. So at 10 after, we're going to meet back here for a final song and kind of seal our time of prayer through worship. If you're in prayer or you just feel like you're supposed to stay in prayer, that's great. But just let people who feel like they want to come back here at 10 after and come together and worship, come back into this room here. Don't forget to get your kids at about 15 after. If your prayer time turns into going out to lunch, you know, to pray, and then maybe go to a movie, and your kids would want to be a part of that too. So come get them at about 15 after. So I'm going to share the groups, the three groups, three locations, and the kind of the themes. And then we're just going to spend a little bit of time listening where you're supposed to go. Because you're going to hear these themes and go, oh, I'm going there. But I really feel like this is not just an idea I had. As I've been praying about this Sunday, this is something I feel like God actually wants us to get out and do and be active in spiritual warfare. And I think he has a plan. I think this is actually going to do something significant in the spiritual realm. Because we're acting in faith. We're acting in obedience. We're showing with our actions and our time, even, that we believe that God answers prayer. Praying is the best way to show God that you believe he moves on prayer. It really is. So first group is going to be right here in what we call the sanctuary, this room here. And that's going to be praying for the children of Duval. Not only the children of this church and the children's, even the children's workers and volunteers, but also just the children in this community, and listening for what's said against them so that we can resist that and we can submit to what God wants to do in the lives of the children here. So that's the first location. Second location is the community center, so our other building right behind this wall here, upstairs. We're going to be praying for the youth, middle school and high school age, and asking what's set against that. You're going to get a little card that has a little some ideas on it. Don't stick to that only. Again, we're listening to the Lord and letting him lead, but it gives you names of the high schools and middle schools, elementary school. So in your wherever you're at, you'll have some idea of what you're praying over. Last group is going to be walking around the block, okay? So, and you're going to be praying for this church. There's the list of all of the other churches on that card as well, praying for those churches, praying for this community, what's said against us, kind of like what I experienced when I walked around this property and God speaking into that. So Milt Hansen, stand up. He's going to be taking the group to the community center over there. John is going to be with the group walking around the block. And again, even with the group walking around the block, you know, if there's a lot of people who want to do that, I would suggest walking in groups of, you know, five or six, four, maybe three or four, and praying together as you're walking around the block. And that's this block here, but you know what? Walk where you want to walk. Just don't get lost. And then I'll be in here with the group in the sanctuary. So let's pray just for a minute, and then transition is going to be really important because right at this point, we're going to have about 20 minutes. So it's not, when we say break, it's not let's stand up and have a conversation. It's like get to your group and get going and start praying, okay? So Lord, we invite you into this time. God, I know you're excited to have us step into looking to you to lay a foundation, to seek you for that. And God, I pray that there's people here this morning who maybe wrestle with feeling like they can hear your voice, that this would be a first clear experience of hearing you direct their prayers as they turn their hearts toward the passion of your heart in these different areas. And so right now, Lord, would you direct each one of us individually for what group we're supposed to be with, Lord? Thank you, Lord, for leading us, God, in this prayer time. In Jesus' name. All right, if you don't know where you're supposed to go, pick one. The people going on the walk can meet outside on the front deck out there with John. And anyone's going to the community center, head on over there.